Hello everybody, welcome back for another video. Hope you're all doing well and that you are all having a great day to start things off. We had information before about the XRP base pair listing on Binance, and apparently during the exact same time, something that slipped the crypto radar was that a cryptocurrency exchange known as BitTrue had also started adding XRP pairings as well. It says, unbeknownst to many crypto traders, was that the BitTrue exchange had already several trading pairs with XRP as the base. XRP is paired on BitTrue with Bitcoin, Tether, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum Classic, Gift2, Gemini Dollar, Kyber Network, Chainlink, Litecoin, Paxos, Quark Chain, TrueUSD, Wan Chain, Walton Chain, and 0x. The exchange's CEO, his name is Chris Wang, took to Twitter to highlight that the exchange had considered XRP-based pairing over 5 months ago. His tweet said, 5 months ago, when we launched BitTrue, we decided to be the pilot listing XRP as a base token. I still remember many people said that was a joke. BitTrue was a joke. Till today, we have 13 XRP pairs already. I'm happy we made it all through, end quote. Here's the actual tweet of it right here for those who are looking at the screen. To note is that Mr. Wang's tweet was part of a retweet to emphasize that the BitTrue exchange was planning on adding 5 additional XRP trading pairs in the first week of 2019. It is with the above brief history that BitTrue will also be adding the following pairs by the end of this week. They're going to be Tron to XRP, Stellar to XRP, Neo to XRP, Neo's Gas to XRP, and Omise Go to XRP. The tweet making the announcement also added that the team at BitTrue will be working on adding XRP center trading pairs around Cardano and VeChain Thor as well. That is 18, 19. That's 20 trading pairs in total that are going to be on BitTrue. Quite interesting. I mean, how do I say this? I think Binance is so large that they kind of overshadow anything else. Like, even the news that we were getting from Binance was like overshadowing stuff for Coinbase, which is kind of needed at this point. But this is very good. If you have, like I always say, I like talking about when new pairings are listed or when new relatively strong coins are listed to different cryptocurrency exchanges. So if you have ever in the past before used BitTrue, or I don't think it's BitTrue, I'm pretty sure it would be BitRue. I'm going to say BitTrue. If you've ever used it before and you have had a good experience, please let other people in the comment section know so that they could possibly potentially use this as another means of acquiring the coins that they want to acquire. And without further ado, let us move on. Binance is actually in the news as well. The highly anticipated Ethereum Constantinople hard fork has been scheduled for the 16th of January, but depending on the target block height of 7 million, it could happen a few hours before or after the scheduled date. The enormity and excitement surrounding the upgrade has resulted in Ethereum gaining significantly in the past 2 weeks or so. Popular cryptocurrency exchange known as Binance has announced that it will be supporting the Constantinople hard fork. The exchange asked holders of ETH to allow sufficient time for deposits to be processed in full before the aforementioned block height is achieved. The exchange went on to assure traders that they will handle all technical requirements related to the event. So if you are, I'll put it to you this way. If you have Ethereum, if you have Ether, I would not touch it anytime near or before when this is supposed to happen. Typically, especially with an exchange like Binance, who is going to take care of all the technical details for you, it's best to just leave it on there. I would say even maybe the night of the 15th, the 16th, and as well as the 17th. And typically Binance will release something that says, okay, it's now fine for you to do with your money as you wish. They said, we will handle all technical requirements involved for all users holding Ether in their Binance accounts. They have the block height and the estimated time that is supposed to happen. Yeah, here we go. It says it's supposed to happen on the 16th, and they estimate that between the 14th and the 18th of the month that things are going to be happening. So unless you desperately need your Ethereum, I would just kind of leave it on their platform. The Constantinople hard fork has been lauded for achieving consensus across the Ethereum community. However, there's a slim chance that there might be other hard forks as developers and other Ethereum community members wish to carry out their own versions upgrading the Ethereum network. Binance has therefore added the following information in case of such outcomes. They said, should there be any other hard forks or airdrops during the Constantinople hard fork period, We invite these respective project teams to contact us for further discussion. This is probably not going to happen. There's always a chance that it could happen. We have not had many situations before in the past where Ethereum has had to fork or have a hard fork, or has some type of major upgrade that has resulted in the splitting of two chains, such as with Ethereum Classic and then I guess the newer Ethereum chain. There are people who don't agree, as always, with any type of upgrade on every single platform. There's always one person or one group or one team who says, I don't like it. I don't like what you're doing. I don't think this is right. So this may result in a hard fork, but odds are right now that the Binance team and probably no one else is probably going to support the new coin. Typically, you can kind of like tell the patterns before when we've seen in the past where we were going to have a hard fork. Like a couple of weeks before, there was always like a coin that was mentioned. Like someone was creating a coin, someone didn't agree, there was some type of huge discrepancy inside of the cryptocurrency space within a project, and they announced that we were going to fork this during the next upgrade, which is just what we saw during Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and subsequently with Bitcoin Cash and then Bitcoin Cash Satoshi's Vision. So it looks like it's not going to happen. Safest thing is, if you still have your cryptocurrency on a platform, especially on Binance, which I personally like myself, leave your coins there. Don't touch them as a just in case. But Ethereum is doing very well at the moment. It's gunning for its position, trying to stay solidified exactly where it is, and I'm glad to see that something is finally happening with the project in general. I mean, 2018 was like the laggiest year for Ethereum overall, but the fact that we are finally getting Constantinople after many years of it being spoken about, and hopefully, fingers crossed, are going to be receiving the other upgrades and updates to the Ethereum network that we were also promised in like 2016, that should hopefully be coming this year as well. I think it could be a very, very good year for Ethereum. Upgrades pending. You know, we need these things to actually happen. But yeah, let's move on. Next up, a NASDAQ-powered crypto startup plans to let its clients indirectly purchase shares of major firms through a token-based platform. Estonia-based DX Exchange announced on Thursday that it would launch its trading platform on the 7th of January, allowing its clients to purchase crypto tokens representing shares in different tech firms listed on the NASDAQ exchange. Customers will be able to use select cryptocurrencies as well as fiat currencies to purchase the tokens. The company will use NASDAQ's matching engine to facilitate the trading of digital securities, as well as protect against market manipulation. DX Exchange customers will not be purchasing ownership of shares directly, but rather will purchase tokens which represent shares in a company. This was said by COO Amedeo Moscato. He told that to CoinDesk. He said, henceforth, when they become a token holder, they own stocks or portions of the company's stock, as the tokens are backed one-to-one to the real-world stocks. That makes them entitled to the same cash dividends that the stocks are worth, end quote. MPS Marketplace Securities Limited, which DX Control Exchange has an agreement with, will purchase the real-world stocks based on the customer demand and generate ERC-20 tokens to represent each share. That's a lot. There's a lot going on there. One, this is incredibly fascinating. The fact that there is an exchange that's going to allow people to buy stocks in cryptocurrencies or in fiat that will then generate ERC-20 tokens that will give you a portion of the stock but digitized, and you'll also still be able to, as entitled to receive the same cash dividends from the stocks. For those who don't know what a dividend is, it's pretty much as in, let's say you own a stock, it's worth $100, the stock has a dividend of 5%, let's say random number, and at the end of every 3 months you will receive a dividend, or like a portion of the profits that the company has made. So if you have a 5% dividend on a $100 stock, you will receive $5 at the end of every 3 months, typically every 3 months, as your dividend. So if you are, it's very interesting, the entire thing that they've created. I would love to see other things like this. I myself, I have kind of given up on stocks and bonds and mutual funds, at least for the time being. There's far too much growth in cryptocurrency. Like the fact that Ethereum went up by like, what was it, 60% over the last week. Those are very hard numbers to get in the stock world. However, there are an enormous amount of people around the world who prefer the stability, air quotes, of the traditional stock market, and therefore they may find this absolutely wonderful. I think it's, first of all, there's no actual information on the select cryptocurrencies that will be able to be used to actually purchase the token slash stocks, which is kind of a shame. I mean, you when you release information like this, you kind of have to tell us exactly which cryptocurrencies are going to be used. Let's hope it goes off without a hitch. I actually wish them, you see my English is just getting worse as I go along. I wish them the best in all of this because it's incredibly interesting. I like that they have found a complete way to incorporate cryptocurrencies to be able to buy stocks and bonds and stuff like that, and also to be able to generate ERC-20 tokens that represent this share. It's very, very fascinating. I assume that we are probably going to see something very similar to this in a lot of world major stock markets, maybe not this year, but sometime definitely next year. If cryptocurrencies do take off, as many people are expecting that they will, I assume that the larger institutions will also try to, even if they already have their hand in the cookie jar, they're going to try and get all the way to the bottom and pretty much say, like, imagine if the NASDAQ comes forward and they say, you know, we are going to have a crypto trading platform also. We are going to have something where you can still buy stocks on our platform, but you can also do so in crypto. That would also be completely major, and I'm pretty sure they're working on it. Maybe they're just trying to see how well the first initiative into crypto actually ends up going. But incredibly fascinating. Next up, going to breeze through this one. Exactly 1 month after OKEX launched its perpetual swap contracts derivative product, the exchange has announced that it will be enhancing the service by adding 7 new contracts that include Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Cash SV, EOS, Ethereum Classic, Ethereum, Litecoin, and XRP. Together with Bitcoin, users on the platform now have 8 different perpetual swap contracts to choose from on the OKEX.com and its mobile app. A perpetual swap, for those who don't know, is similar to a traditional futures contract, but there is no expiration date and settlement occurs daily. It is a derivative contract which attempts to create a synthetic exposure of margin trading on the spot. Unlike a conventional futures, user's position can be held indefinitely. It's interesting to see the movement that certain cryptocurrency exchanges are actually doing. Like, for a long time, if you didn't notice, a lot of cryptocurrency exchanges were just very focused on, what's it called? Like, just swapping tokens back and forth, but there's so much more money. They're slowly, and it's kind of weird. It depends on how much of a maximalist you are. They're slowly adding and integrating things that you would have only before seen on traditional platforms. I guess maybe it's a way to try to make traditional customers a bit more comfortable with trading in cryptocurrencies, or the idea of doing something that they would have normally done on a stock market but through their platform in cryptocurrencies. It's all kind of weird. It's kind of the same exact thing where we had Augur, that platform that I hope eventually comes back up, where they had like the, where you could like not bid on stuff. You could like, what's the word? Where you could like kind of vote and say that a certain event was going to happen in the world. There are already, I can't remember the exact name of the thing like that in traditional finance, but the Augur platform became popular, at least when it first launched, because people were figured out that you could bet on things the same exact way without having to go through traditional finance or through the stock market or needing to have any type of like actual regulatory anything. I don't know. It seems like the old world is kind of blending with the new world, which I think in essence was going to happen. And I think in some sort of way it kind of has to happen, because if you want people to be comfortable with cryptocurrencies, especially, I mean, you have to sort of integrate or add in the old things that we had before. You can't just have the, you know, the brand new things. You have to be able to find a way to take in the old crowd into something new. It's kind of how I see it. Anyway, very good news. Good job, OKEX. Next up on the list, gonna breeze through this one, but it's actually kind of ridiculous. Bitcoin ATM manufacturer Lamassu has moved to Switzerland due to regulatory difficulties in other countries, according to a blog post posted on the 1st of this month. Lamassu, now called Lamassu Industries AG, has moved to the Swiss canton of Lucerne because the firm wants to be in a place where rules are well-defined and regulators are pro-innovation. Lamassu revealed in a post that his applications to open an account were rejected by 15 banks because it produces terminals for Bitcoin, while not taking part in trading or storing digital currencies. Additionally, the company was purportedly rejected by payment processor Stripe for having the word Bitcoin on their site. Switzerland is known for its crypto-friendly approach and blockchain development hub known as Crypto Valley in the city of Zug. In December, Zug was ranked the fastest-growing tech community in Europe. Zug came out on top in a comparison of year-to-year growth of attendees to tech-related meetups events per European city, with 177% increases as compared with the last year. It's actually very sad what's happening. This is why, one of the other reasons why I said before, I think it may have ruffled a few feathers. People may not have been as happy as they could have been when we found out that the Litecoin Foundation now owns what is like a 10% stake in a bank, or that they were trying to purchase a bank. I think it's something that has to happen if crypto is going to move forward. There's far too much innovation that's actually being stifled rapidly simply because these people don't have access to a normal bank account, which is kind of ridiculous because even at this moment, because crypto is so new, crypto people in crypto who are having startups and stuff like that need bank accounts to be able to fund their projects or to be able to cash out of whatever they're doing to show the government that they have a profit, whatever the case might be. But to be rejected by 15 different banks, it's kind of insane. I don't think I assume by the end of this year or the end of next year. I know it may seem a ways away, 700 days away, but I think the atmosphere will change greatly for cryptocurrency businesses as far as them being able to find a bank account. When people finally realize that there is an enormous amount of money to be made in crypto, I can only imagine the amount of banks that will kind of be finding them or asking them, hey, can you start working with us, because they want to share of the profits as well. I think things like this have to happen. I think we need, as a crypto community, to be smacked in the face by traditional finance over and over for us to kind of finally realize that we don't need them and we need to find our own solutions, whether that is even something as simple as buying your own bank to be able to allow other cryptocurrency startups, platforms, whatever you kind of want to call them, to be able to do things. It's actually very weird, but I mean, it just goes to show how much fear that there is. Like, unless you don't get rejected by 15 banks, unless they fear that you're doing something. Imagine if they had been able to work with three of those banks and how big they would have become. Like, the idea of a Bitcoin ATM is a very powerful thing. It seems like something that's, you know, very, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, it seems kind of niche or kitsch. Oh, wow, they have Bitcoin ATMs now. But the idea that you are able to walk down the street after you just got paid, after you just found some money on the street, and to be able to put it into an ATM, people call them BTMs, I call them an ATM, and to be able to put your money into it and therefore get more cryptocurrency. And imagine for every ATM that you have in your city, directly next to it, there is either a Bitcoin ATM or a crypto ATM that has XRP, that has Ethereum, that has EOS, that has NEO, that has Omise Go inside of it. Think of that. How powerful that would be to think that you could, you know, get cryptocurrency as opposed to actually having to take out this money. This, the nicest way of me saying this is, and it kind of just comes down to what I always think, as far as, you know, things being able to move a lot quicker. Think of how insane the world would be if we had ATMs or Bitcoin ATMs all over the place. The amount of money that would quickly flow into the market and how many people around the world would have access to Bitcoin and or other cryptocurrencies, we would have a very different space. This is going to happen. Like, you can't stop the wave at this point. It may be, the wave may be made of 98% ice and it's moving incredibly slow, but it's building up and you can't stop them. Like there's definitely a bank somewhere in the world, and this is exactly why they moved to Switzerland, because someone accepted them. Someone said, you know what, come over here. And if you have time, try and Google, not even Google. Like, you can find it on YouTube as well. Type in like Switzerland Bitcoin or like Switzerland blockchain, and you'll see exactly what they're doing in Switzerland to be able to bring the blockchain and cryptocurrency space forward. It's beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's once again these countries that are going to do the best in the world. It says it's somewhere around here, apart from Switzerland and Malta. Other countries such as Bermuda, Estonia, and Liechtenstein are actively adjusting and creating legislation to welcome blockchain and crypto projects. They are going to be some of the, Liechtenstein's already pretty rich, but they're going to solidify themselves as these hubs around the world where you can go there, you're taxed less, it's completely friendly when you're trying to do things with cryptocurrency. You can buy anything in multiple countries with crypto without having to be taxed as you're doing it. I think, and this kind of, you know, is where my brain goes. We have a lot of countries in the world who have been very powerful for a very long time. And I think that they have gotten so complacent where they are that they either are ignoring where crypto is going, the digitization of assets. I think they may see it, but they think it's just another way for them to be able to profit. And they don't really understand exactly where the world is moving to. Like I said, even Andreas Antonopoulos has said this as well. He said at some point, crypto is going to completely take over. He said it might not be Bitcoin. It might not be any of the coins that we have right now. But the idea is there in people's heads. You can't stop the wave anymore. It's going to completely crash and wipe out the old system that we had before. And it's just a matter of riding the wave as well, because it's going to, I mean, I could spend hours talking about this, but I don't want to. Anyway, the point is, it drives me insane. Imagine having an opportunity to get into crypto very early. Like, imagine being one of the banks that allows them to have a bank account to be able to profit from the money that they're going to be making from the, you know, from them having a Bitcoin ATM, and then rejecting it. And then 10 years down the line, when crypto is completely huge, you kind of scratch your head and you're like, well, I wish I had, you know, actually allowed them to do it. There's just so many people who are, I guess, afraid of change. I'm tired of ranting. Let's move on. For some reason, this was on every single cryptocurrency news platform exchange today. Apparently, the stock exchange is not doing very well. It wasn't doing well before, but yesterday, the stock markets around the world, kind of all, rather the US-based ones, plunged around the exact same time. It just so happens that Tim Cook, who is the head of Apple, apparently said that they didn't make as much money, like their revenue report wasn't as good as they had assumed. Not getting too deep into it at all. When you look around, you look at like Bloomberg News and stuff like that, apparently Apple, if those who haven't noticed, has been focusing mainly on their iPhone sales and I think their iPad sales as their like main source of revenue. Both of these are slowing down dramatically. Because once again, not to get too much into it, iPads are now like starting at $1,000, and that's a very high price point when you can buy an Android device for like $250. Also, iPhones are not dipped in gold, but for some reason they cost around $1,500. So there's a huge movement in China, I think, actually away from iPhones, which is also causing a huge slump in their price forecast, revenue forecast, how much they're going to make. There's also a huge move. Like in Europe, iPhones are popular, but Samsung and Android completely dominate the market because they're less expensive and they do the exact same thing, if not better. Anyway, the point of it all is that we have rumors circulating once again, as is very common in the cryptocurrency space, that as the stock market continues to fall, especially when we had a dip like this, and the cryptocurrency market, let's focus on Bitcoin at this moment, didn't crash down. This is apparently a very good indication of where crypto is going to go. People are still trying to find a correlation or correlations to the traditional stock market, to cryptocurrencies, and also to the gold and silver and platinum and precious metals market. No one knows what's going to happen. No one ever knows the exact future. But I mean that that stock market crash we were talking about last year could possibly be starting to take place. At the moment, the markets aren't doing too bad. Nothing is down. I think we're in one of those in-between periods where the news is good, but nothing is like spectacular, so nothing is really up. And I think that this general downturn isn't, if we were seeing like a 7 to 14% down day, that means something negative has happened. But typically right now, like I said, the news is kind of completely going, you know, sideways, the same exact way for Bitcoin's price. Bitcoin has not been able to pass by 4,000. It's been many moons now. I think we got over 4,000 a day or two ago, and it kind of slipped right back around this number. It can touch 4,000, but it kind of falls back down. So that is, once again, the number that we are also waiting for, waiting to pass by and stay above the mythical $4,000 number, and then eventually try to hit the $5,000 and $6,000. As you can see, Ethereum is doing very well. This has to do with the Constantinople fork. I assume that as time goes on and more, I mean, one can only assume that probably every major cryptocurrency exchange is going to be supporting their hard fork. I think it would be very odd if someone came forward and said, hey, we're not going to be supporting the number two coins hard fork and the next upgrade that everyone has been waiting for. But yeah, I think that is definitely going to do it for this video. I hope you all enjoyed. Hope you all are having a great day, a great morning, a great afternoon, a great evening, wherever you are, wherever you might be. Hope it's absolutely wonderful. Thank you all once again for watching and or listening. I will definitely get back to you should something significant, my gosh. Should something significant happen in the cryptocurrency space. Thank you all once again, and I will talk to you all soon. See you.